Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about 2025. As we enter into this brand new year, there are warnings that I believe need to go forth for 2025. Don't be deluded. Don't be in some manner thinking that somehow, some way, because it's a new year and because Donald Trump will be our new president, that somehow, some way, we won't have any problems, that everything will be, there's the term hunky-dory. I don't even know how you would spell that, but that somehow, some way, everything's going to be just all right. I'm looking at a headline that says, Students Fight Back After School Cracks Down on Trump Flags. Bradley Central High School in Cleveland said that he was escorted to his truck and compelled to remove the flag. He said a school official told him the flag was offending people. This all started when I flew my Trump flag to school on Thursday. I got sent to the office in the second block, and they told me that I can't do it because it offended people. They told me that that's what they told also to the television station. The school district released a statement that sort of confirmed the student's story. They said they respect everyone's right to free speech. Bradley County School respects everyone's right to free speech. As a public school district, our goal is to provide a positive and engaging learning environment. But the even better news is that what happened the next day, when a number of other students all showed up flying the American flags and the Trump flags, an entire row in the student parking lot filled with patriotic pickup trucks and their flags, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to stop. That's going to intensify. There's an adamant hatred for Donald J. Trump. There's a mindset that somehow, some way, we can fight him and prevent him from. It's a fight against an individual, and at the same time, it is destructive for the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And at the same time we see this taking place, we still face the enemies, ladies and gentlemen, of our Constitution, the enemies of our national security. As we enter into this new year, the enemies are still alive and well. China is still alive and well. China is still surveilling all of America. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this headline and take our next caller. Headline says, report, China orders the largest military buildup since the 1930s in Germany. According to the report, the national security expert, the People's Republic of China, has ordered the largest military buildup of any nation in the world since Germany in the 1930s, raising concerns about the military threat presented by China. China is engaging in an unprecedented military buildup that the world, frankly, hasn't seen since Adolf Hitler in the 30s. They are massively building up their nuclear arsenal. We expect it to expand to at least 1,000 warheads by 2030, only 5 years from now. Probably going to be bigger than that. The Chinese Navy, not by tonnage but by number, is now larger than the U.S. Navy. China has something like 250 times the shipbuilding capacity that America does. Among other expansions, China has increased the arsenal of the People's Liberation Army rocket force by 50 new intercontinental ballistic missiles, bringing the new total to around 400. The Department of Defense, the DOD, also reports that more than 300 medium-range ballistic missiles, 100 long-range cruise missiles have also been added. China currently has over 600 operational nuclear warheads and expected to increase that total to by over 1,000 by the year 2030. Whereas the outgoing Biden administration has taken much softer stance on China. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to crack down on China, both in terms of trade and military ambition that China has against America and attempt to rule the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to intensify. We must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that China plays a pivotal role in the last of the last days. In the eschatological prophetic text, we find that Russia is going to lead a five-nation entourage against Israel, and as a result of that, break into the Third World War. At that period of time, ladies and gentlemen, we also find that during the days of the tribulation, the Antichrist, the only thing that frightens the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 11, is when the rumblings out of the Far East comes, and that's talking about China. Then Revelation chapter 9 says that there'll be a 200 million man army out of China. They'll be a part of the final days of the tribulation. So we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God is putting the chessmen on the board, that God is setting it up so that the last of the last days will fall into the fulfillment of the prophetic word of God. So therefore, we ought not to be frightened, we ought not to be worried, but we should have the warnings for what will take place in 2025. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Yonbud. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Word of encouragement for you there. I know a lot of people might say that this show doesn't focus on Christ's word enough there, more on political commentary. My view is if you're not looking at, if you're not engaged in political commentary with a view of the answers being in the Bible, you're being naive and you're not using discernment and wisdom.
Yes.
There's a lot of similarities between the current Democratic Party and the battle between good and evil. Satan wants to grab as many as he can. He's like a lion or like a ravenous lion seeking to devour. He doesn't want you with Christ. He's
right.
Going to rule. He wants to rule over a furnace with you in it. Of course, he's not going to be ruling anything there. But
right.
Yeah, as far as China, I can guarantee you as well that China is not encumbering their soldiers with pronouns. They're not encumbering their soldiers with don't ask, don't tell, or any other LGBTQ policies there. They're training their soldiers in one specific way. One of the things I know from being in the military, during the time that I was in, you fight like you train, and you train like you fight. Whichever way you want to look at that, I can guarantee you that China is training its soldiers to fight American soldiers and win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have become weak as a nation under the leadership of the Biden cabal and his globalist mindset. And let me ask a couple of questions, Jim, before we let you go. Looking at the headlines, okay. Chinese hackers breached the Treasury Department in major cyber security incident. The Treasury Department revealed on Monday that Chinese hackers had breached its systems in a major cyber security incident. In the letter to the Senate Banking Committee from Assistant Secretary for Management, the department revealed that the hackers accessed unclassified documents and employee workstations. The department believed a Chinese intelligence agency was behind the breach. Treasury takes very seriously all threats against our systems and the data it holds, the department said in a statement. Over the last 4 years, Treasury has significantly bolstered its cyber defense, and we will continue to work with both private and public sectors partners to protect our financial system from threat of outside actors. He said also the department did not believe China still had access to its systems. So the question, Jim, these things, pointing out that because the calendar has changed, 2025 from 2024, it doesn't change the actors and what's taking place on a global scene, national scene, and local scene. And as we look at this, what are your thoughts in relationship to, number one, the drones that were flying over and still flying over parts of America, the two balloons that flew over America that were surveilling America from China. Do you believe things like that will cease when Trump goes into office, or do you believe it will continue freehand as it has under the Biden administration? And if so, why the difference?
They will continue. Matter of fact, one of the if you look at 21st century warfare, the incorporation of electronic warfare has been incorporated with all other aspects of it. If you can remove your enemy's ability to communicate, or you can take away their ability to use electronic warfare against you, you gain an advantage. You gain an intelligence advantage. Things like the balloon, I spoke with you about that before. There's actually quite a good reason to use a balloon, because whenever you launch something into space, you have to have something called delta V in order to launch into orbit a certain amount of kilograms. There, you have to have so much energy to use. With the balloon, there you can launch optics which are 2, 3, 4 times the size of what you could launch with a conventional chemical rocket into space. So you can actually gather much more precise and detailed imagery. The drones are just another aspect of that. The closer you can get to something with photographic or electronic eavesdropping there, the easier it is to be able to obtain information. You see that with credit card readers. They've got you've got devices that you can hook up to a laptop that can read the RFID chip on your credit card in your wallet just by walking by it, which comes back to, again, the mark of the beast thing there, something being implanted in your head or your hand. RFID is the perfect technology for that. Match that with AI, and you've got the beast right there.
Absolutely, and I'm concerned, Jim, in that in this new year, that we are not deceived as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. And by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote for anyone that says something about the this political aspect, as some would call it, for this broadcast. This broadcast is designed to face issues. And I would challenge anyone to go back to the Old Testament from Genesis 1:1 and following, and 80%, and I'm using an arbitrary, capricious number, 80% of what was said was because of what was happening politically and how it interfaced with what was happening spiritually in the nation of Israel. As you study all of the Old Testament, God created the home, God created government, a civil government, God created the church, and in that order. So anything from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation chapter 22 dealing with the home, theology, the church, and eschatology, et cetera, along with civil government. We call it political today. God called it civil government. Anything dealing with those three categories is biblical at the highest level. And so I've had those to get a little upset with it. Had a lady, as some might recall, that called in on this broadcast a few years back and got all upset, said, "You're preaching, you're Christian, you're talking about political things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." Got upset by that. I said, "Ma'am, listen, I'm talking about biblical issues, and biblical issues that go into the home, the family, the church, or in civil government are all biblical issues, and God would have us to be understanding of that and take a stand for truth and for righteousness." So just a little word for our listeners. This program is designed to bring to the forefront things that most pastors, most churches, most in the realm of theology and doctrine and spiritual things will not talk about, and that is being silent on issues that God will have us to understand and to stand for in the society in which we're living in. Jim, brother, thank you for your comments.
May I make one more comment, please?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You were talking earlier about cotton candy theology there. Jesus spoke multiple times there, "Beware of those in sheep's clothing because they're ravenous wolves." Paul spoke about it often there, "Beware of false teachings there. Don't be led astray." So I do believe that, like you said, political commentary, if that would have more biblical basis for it, we probably wouldn't have half the issues that we're having now in the United States, because people will be more biblically minded. But it is a battle, and beware. Be aware and beware.
Amen. Jim, thank you so much. You and your family have a happy new year, blessed new year, and thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I just want to say thank God, thank you to all of you that have been praying for us or for me and my wife as she goes through her little situation here. Certainly, you know, God is with us, and I'm thankful and grateful for everything that everyone has done, all the condolences and the well wishes and the various things that have come our way. Certainly, again, we are trusting in God. But I want to say this in response to what Brother Jim just said, and I'm just voicing the sentiment of what he just said. This program, Dr. Youngblood, that I'm on constantly with you, people don't understand that they really need to know the book. Now, I heard you say that your pastor told you that the most important thing, and my pastor told me the very same thing. They're both in heaven right now, thank God. But I love the encouraging words, how they echo out throughout our souls. Whenever we face adversity in life or in the entire community of where we're living in this earth realm, our pastors told us to know this book. Certainly, if we know the book, Dr. Youngblood, people will come to find out that what's been already written in the book is what we are seeing that's coming to pass right before our very eyes. So they should not be so critical about the program. What they need to do is go back to the scripture. Just go to the Bible, and you will begin to understand that what we're seeing and what we're experiencing right now, God forewarned us through his word over 2,000 years ago. So if they have a problem with the program and they say it's too political, it's not enough Bible, so forth and so on, that lets me know that they simply don't know the book.
Amen. And Dr. Davis, that's one of the reasons, of course, we're on this network with the live show, 11:30 to 12:30. It's replayed again at night, five nights a week. And then I also have expository preaching every night. So we cover every spectrum of it, what to look at, what to experience, what to do, and how we should respond from a central biblicist viewpoint with civil government and how that interplays and interacts with our life. In fact, there's not one thing the church can do, say, or believe today that's not in some fashion, not has an interface with civil government, with the government trying to stop what we're doing, trying to pervert or prevent what we're doing, we, i.e. Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. And we need to recognize that and recognize that we have a major enemy, and that is a civil government that has ceased to recognize that civil government was designed by God to be a servant of God. And the people Amen. Are not to be a servant of the government, but the government should be a servant of God and a servant of the people. And it's been reversed in the 21st century. And as soon as Christians understand that, the better off we'll be carrying out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at the headline. Read the headline, comment, and ask your opinion before we let you go. Former FBI assistant director warns terrorists are well embedded in the USA. Former FBI assistant director Chris Seawalk warned Friday that the terrorists are well embedded within the United States, stating that threat level should be higher following the attacks in Germany. That's where someone was driving a vehicle and drove it through a Christian group on the sidewalk celebrating Christmas there in Germany. He was asked if he believes there's a potential threat for the United States as concerns has risen since the fall of Afghanistan. He says, I think so. I mean, we've heard FBI Director Chris Ray talk about this in conjunction with the relative ease of getting access to our southern borders. And, you know, there's no question that terrorists have come across that border, whether they're a lone terrorist or terrorist cells, and they're well embedded in America. In fact, other articles I've got by the dozens talk about the fact that it's not a matter of if, but when we have a 9/11 style attack in America on American soil because of the laxity on the southern border, with somewhere between 20 and 30 million illegal invaders coming in under the Biden administration. So the question is, in 2025, will all of that go away, or will we still be faced with that? And what are your thoughts in relationship to Trump's handling of a situation like that?
Well, certainly, Dr. Youngblood, I'm sure it's not going to go away anytime soon, because President Biden spent basically 3.5 years attacking Donald Trump. Instead of running the country, everything will stop Trump, kill Trump, destroy Trump, so forth and so on. And the economy was just going, you know, all out of control. International affairs as well, you know, as the wars, we heard about the rumors of wars in other countries. Certainly, you know, we know that there was some things happening. And then when you look at the borders here in the United States, you know, how the millions have come into this country. And as you said, there are terrorist cells right here. Now, I did get some information a few years back, and I think I shared that with you, and I said that this before in the broadcast, that right down the street from where I live in Folkestone, Georgia, over in a city called Jessup, Georgia, it's been already put out that there is a terrorist cell operating in the woods out there, and they know about it. So what does that make us have to do? I mean, we have to really be on the alert even the more, simply because we know that they're just that close to us. Now, I've heard you say that there are many scattered out throughout the state of Florida and so forth and so on. We don't know where they are. I mean, you know, in proximity to where we might be living and going out shopping from day to day and so forth and so on. But we must be aware of the fact that they are there. So what we need to do as Christians, and I heard you say this a little bit earlier about the things that are still happening right now in the news, Jesus said, lift up your heads because your redemption draweth nigh. He also said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So whatever's going on, if we are in Christ, the church is going to be all right. The church is going to flourish. The church is going to survive. But we're talking about the true believers in Christ. We're not talking about cultural Christians. We're not talking about worldly Christians, those who are not fully anchored down in Christ Jesus. We're talking about true believers in Christ. So let's be encouraged. Let's make sure that we are aware of what's going on around us.
Amen. Dr. Davis, thank you so much. And again, for you and your bride and your family, have a happy new year. We're still praying for her healing and for the regaining of her strength. And hug her for us. And you have a blessed new year. Thank you for your
call. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The warnings for 2025, we could go endlessly with the warnings of what is taking place. TikTok is out there. TikTok, I believe they have 170 million users on that platform. And all of the information from those 170 million users has been surrendered to the Communist Chinese Party. You say, are you against TikTok? Yes, I am. Are you willing, are you wanting TikTok to be shut down in America? I want it to be either bought by an American company that's answerable to Americans and American government, or I want it to shut down. Yes, that's my position. So we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, warnings for 2025. What we as Christians need to see, what we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the Middle East is on fire. The Middle East is in the midst of a war, and that war is expanding, and that is a key eschatological thing to watch. It is a key element to see what God is doing based on what is happening in the Middle East. We need to recognize the war in Ukraine with Russia has not ceased. Now, Donald Trump says when he goes in office, he's going to be able to resolve that war. I pray that he can. But right at this very moment, Russia is putting together a group of nations, Germany, Iran, et cetera, as is outlined in Ezekiel 38 and 39, getting ready to pounce upon the nation of Israel. That is the scene that we see that will be played out, that will bring about the battle of Gog and Magog, the battle of the war with Russia, or as I call it, the Third World War. That's on the horizon. And because the calendar changes as we enter into 2025, doesn't mean that that's going to go away. but it is an indication of the condition of the world, which also is an indication of what needs to be done and how we need to stand as Christians. Iran just waiting for the opportunity to strike America. The transgender legacy of the Biden administration is alive and well even today. So what does that mean that we need to do? When you go back to, and I challenge our listeners today, turn to Joshua, the third chapter, and read in that text, verses 1 and following. It is the picture, the image, the setting is that the children of Israel, about 2.5 million people, are on the banks of the Jordan River, waiting to cross over the Jordan into the promised land. The water's deep, the water's wide, the water's wet, the water's cold, and I could go on and on describing it. They can't just swim across. They're waiting for God to part the waters and allow them to cross over the Jordan River. And God warns them because they're carrying the ark. The priests are going to carry the ark of the covenant. In that ark, you find it represents the abode of God, God's presence with them as they carry the ark. And the scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. It says in verse 4 of chapter 3 of Joshua, and I'm short-circuiting because of time, "Yet you shall have the space between you and it about 2,000 cubits," that's about 3,000 feet, "by measure, come not near unto it," talking about the ark, "that ye may know the way which you must go, for you have not passed this way heretofore." Ladies and gentlemen, this new year, we will have journeys that we've not had before. We'll go places we've never gone before. We'll experience things we've never seen before. And the scripture is very, very clear of what we ought to do. We must focus on the Lord. When you see the ark, in that third verse it says, the ark representing the presence of God, our eyes must not be on man or the situation that surrounds us and our nation, but it must be on the Lord, not on man. Not on Trump. Trump is the leader of our nation, but our focus must be on the Lord. And then we must follow the Lord. Verse 3, it says, "Then you shall remove and go after it." Listen, we can't follow man. We can't follow a political agenda or political leader. We must focus and follow the Lord Jesus Christ in this new year that is before us. We expect God to move in America, and if we expect God to move, we need to stand with God, and based on God's word, we need to focus on the Lord. We need to follow the Lord, and thirdly, we need to place our faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The fourth verse of that Joshua 3 text, "that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way heretofore." Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter into 2025, we're going to face good days and bad days. We're going to face things, events, and personalities, and nationalities, and events that we've never faced before. But we need to focus on the Lord. We need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ through His Word, and we need to place our faith and trust in Him. Our hope, as the old song, is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. I believe it's time for the church to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. During the year 2025, we need to be verbal, visible, and victorious. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today, and may each and every one of you have a happy new year.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Men.